This is the Tom Likas Show.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
Tom Likas. Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com, and of course, on demand at premiumtom.com, the Tom Likas Show, brought to you in part by the Mangrate Grill Enhancement System. It's football season, it's tailgating season, that means it's mangrating season, for God's sake. Get your Mangrates right now. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Mangrate banner. And not only will you get a Tom Likas Show discount on your Mangrates, but pretty soon you'll be grilling like a pro, guaranteed. It's Mangrate. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate it. And if you are just tuning in, I have called out both Adam Carolla and the AM anti-gay, just vile radio talk shows, Michael Savage, and demanded that they make amends, that they prove that in the case of Carolla, that he has the most downloaded podcast of all time. According to whom? And don't say the Guinness Book of World Records. Which accredited metrics were used to derive that number? And who are some of the other people in the top five? Who are they? Maybe the top 10. And in the case of Michael Savage, a claim that comes from a website called Talk Radio, what is it called? TalkStreamLive.com, that Savage is number one on the internet ahead of even Rush Limbaugh. Now, I'd like to know what accredited metrics were used in that case as well. Now, our good friend Dale Ford, he did a little sniffing for us. And he went to the Alexa.com rankings of internet websites. And let me read to you about the Tom Likas Show and about Michael Savage. The Tom Likas Show is ranked number 55,095, 55,095th in the United States among all websites. MichaelSavage.com, is it in the top 55,000? No. MichaelSavage.com is number 425,351.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Not even in the ballpark, Michael. In the world, that includes every country on planet Earth.
I have been with women from around the world.
Oh, you bet I have. And the ranking of blowmeuptom.com on Earth, including every country on Earth, is number 233,908. You know, we're behind a few, like Apple.com, AOL.com, Yahoo.com, Google.com, Pandora.com, Spotify.com. Yeah, we're behind some of those. And that sounds awful, right? That we're number 233,908. Yeah, well, Michael Savage at MichaelSavage.com, he is ranked in the world among all websites. Listen to this. He is ranked number 219,270. Right? Fucking amazing, right? So how could this guy be number one on the internet when his website isn't even better than our website in terms of traffic? How can that be? It can't be. It cannot be. And so here I am. I'm talking to you about all of this, and our telephone number here is 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM. It's 901-3000-866. Tommy in Castro Valley, California. You're on the Tom Likas Show. Tommy, hello.
Hey, Tom. Thank you so much for having me on the program.
Sure.
And I've been in the internet business for a lot of years. And I got to tell you that I really like what you're doing. You're doing something that's phenomenal. You're doing something unique. And the platform that you're delivering it on and the way you're delivering on hasn't been done. So what you're doing is groundbreaking, bloodletting, if you will, and phenomenal. And I got to give you a lot of snaps on that. Now, the question I got for you is, why are we really dwelling on Michael Savage of all people, for God's sake?
Well, I wouldn't be dwelling on him if this, this story appeared and the headline said, the headline.
I know. And when,
said that
when
he's number one.
When that article, when he was leaving his contract, appeared in the San Francisco Chronicle, I put that up on your webpage there. Because, see, Michael Savage, you know, here, one more radio personality biting the dust is kind of what you've been going on as a theme.
Right. Yep.
And now he's biting the dust, you know, these right-wing wackos. And now here you are emerging from the ashes, like the phoenix that you are, rising up here and slaying not only airwaves, because obviously no one can handle you on air, but the internet is your platform, baby. I love listening to everything you say, man. I mean, I can't even disagree with anything except for this right now.
Well, thank you for that. You know, I wouldn't waste my time talking about Michael Savage, because even in the radio world, I do not believe that Michael Savage is in the top five talk shows, much less number one or number two. I don't believe it. I just don't believe it.
All I can say is the best part of Michael Savage ended up on his mother's ass. Okay? That's my opinion. Now, let's talk about some important things, okay? Can we? Okay. One, I just would like to ask you this, if I may. I mean, I don't call you often, and I could call you every day because I listen every day. Because I love you, bro. I mean, hey, you helped me in many ways. And when I met you in Carmel, you and Gary there, I thought, you know something, this is a really approachable guy. He's a real genuine human being. And I don't care what anybody, what, you know, you got a public persona, but you got a real persona. And your real persona, I got to tell you, is genuine. And, you know, all I can ask you is this, is that, you know, when a guy walks up to you and wants to hang out with you, you know, what's the best way to approach it? Because, you know, I don't want to be, you know, hanging on like some glom on groupie or anything like that. But more importantly is, you know, as a cool guy like I am, and I, in some respects, owe it to you. I mean, I've always been a cool guy, but you helped me retune and tool myself after a couple of divorces. And I tell you, bro, you saved my life, and I'm grateful.
Well, I think that's great. And the way to approach me is just, you don't have to approach me any special way. I mean, there we were. You know, we were in Monterey, and I remember when we met. And all you need to do is just have a glass of wine or a glass of beer or a drink and hang out. Everybody's welcome. And that's my point of view about it.
And I got to tell you, that's exactly how I felt. You know, we were standing in front of the Rath Winery there, and I saw you did something then on your other podcast. Which one is that again?
The tasting room.
The drinking one?
Yeah,
the tasting room, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually tuned into that, and I listened to your interview with that gal there, and I was really impressed. I was like, oh, man, Tom, you're a class act. And you're not like these other guys. I wouldn't even put you in the category of a Limbaugh or a Savage, because those guys are just, well, like you said on your earlier program, bloviators, or whatever the case may be, you know, shellfish, really. And here you are, you are class. I mean, I don't, you know, women love you. I mean, they may not like what you say on the radio, but when they see you in person, they just melt, and it's like the most amazing thing. I mean, I watch, it's like fucking watching Jesus at the Sea of Galilee.
Well, you saw me with the ladies out there at the wine event. I tell the guys, that's the best place to meet talent.
Oh, well, I didn't meet any talent that night, but, well, I met you, okay. But, you know, that's a different story. So, but I went home, and I was satisfied. I got a couple of Rieslings from the Winky Vineyard there, and I said, man, you know, that was good wine. I don't know about you, but most of the wine there for me was kind of swill.
Well, I taste a lot of good ones, but I was also very selective because we know so many of the wines that we know which ones to drink and which ones to pass on. I think that's exactly what we did. I got to move on. Great to talk to you again, Tommy. Thank you so much for the call. 901-3000-TOM. That's our telephone number. Nate in Bakersfield. You're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Howdy, Tom. I'm glad, glad you're moonlighting.
Sure.
I'm kind of liking it. Yeah. I had an idea. I think it'd be a good idea if maybe you put out an ad in both the L.A. Times and San Francisco Chronicle calling these two guys out.
Well, I think a more effective place to put an ad would be one of the trade magazines like Adweek or Advertising Age or Electronic Media. I challenge these guys to prove their claims. Prove them.
I think that would be good, but I think whichever one would be more cost-effective because I think a lot of people that are...
Well, I'm not worried about cost-effective. I can afford it. What I'm worried about is to make sure that the people who need to see this do see it. And the ones who need to see it are the people buying ads on these shows.
Yeah, well, yeah, not only ads, but also I was thinking in the realm of listeners, a lot of radio listeners, they also read newspapers.
Yep.
And they might... People that might be listening to the Savage and Corolla show, they might see Tom Likas calling them out, and they'd be like, oh, who's Tom Likas? And they might start tuning in.
My belief is that the people who read newspapers, those are two shows they're not going to listen to. But nonetheless, by the way, Adam Carolla was on the Bill O'Reilly show.
Oh, was he?
What the hell is that all about? Now he's a political pundit?
Oh, no, he's not.
And just another aside to everybody else out there, why is it nobody on cable news can pronounce the word pundit? There is no N, well, there's no second N in pundit. They're not pundits, idiots, illiterates.
I'm pretty sure they don't know what it means either.
Well, do it live! Fuck it!
But, no, but I thought that would be a good thing to do is maybe call them out either over... newspaper, like you said, over a magazine. That'd be amazing.
Well, let's see what happens. I'm hoping that my minions will be motivated to contact these guys and demand to know how they became number one, how they know they are number one, where do the numbers come from, and what are they telling their advertisers? Are they telling their advertisers they're number one? Great. Let's find out where those numbers came from. Let's find out. And I think if anybody advertises on the Corolla podcast or whenever Michael Savage is actually doing a show, I'd like to know what they were told about the audiences, where those numbers came from as well.
Yeah. Plus, there's one more thing I wanted to bring up.
Uh-huh.
I have never listened to a show, which I don't listen to too many. I've listened to like maybe two or three shows on the radio. But your show is the only one that I've heard where an actual advertiser came on the radio and talked on the radio with you.
Because, again, we know these guys. They are our followers. They are our fans. And we don't take advertising from anybody or everybody. I won't read commercials from everybody or anybody. And so,
I've never heard that before.
And we'll be doing it again.
Yeah, I know. Steve Sachs, I've never heard... or Adam Sachs, I mean. I've never heard another show do anything like that.
Well, you know what? You probably have heard it, and they probably hid the fact that the guest was an advertiser.
Oh, yeah.
But we are nothing but transparent here. We want you to know what's going on. Adam Sachs is an advertiser and a proud supporter, and we are happy to have him on, and people love it when he is on. And honestly, as we've told Adam, if the listeners didn't love having him and calling in, we'd find other ways for Adam to get on the air without having to actually do an hour of time, but the listeners like him. So there he is.
Yeah.
And we are just totally open about that stuff.
Yeah, and obviously if he wasn't getting some run from your show, he wouldn't be coming on your show, right?
Well, you may have heard. I don't know if you did. You may have heard. We had a listener call up, and I think we should put this in Adam's commercial unless he objects to it. But we had a listener call up and talk about a divorce that he initiated after hearing Adam on the program. And not only did he get full custody of his kid, his ex pays him child support.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I heard that one.
I mean,
yeah, that was awesome.
Now, again, you can't pretend that stuff's happened. You can't make it up. The guy called in at random, and there he was.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that guy's awesome.
No doubt about it.
All right. Well, Tom, I was wondering if you can take me out with Kobe followed by a zipper and then a Snoop.
Yes, I certainly can.
Oh. Oh.
This is about us. Oh. She's so special to me.
Oh.
Yeah, it beats in my heart.
Oh.
Yeah, the air I breathe.
Oh.
She's so special to me.
Oh.
The world is listening. The world needs to hear from you.
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
When it comes to tailgating this football season, there's only one name you need to know. It's the Mangrate Grill Enhancement System. What are Mangrates? Mangrates are 100% made in America cast iron grilling grates. These heavy-duty grilling grates deliver exactly what you need to achieve the perfect tailgating experience you've been looking for. With Mangrate's patented design, chicken, steak, or frankly, whatever you grill, never tasted so good. No more flare-ups, no more dry meat, guaranteed. Now take advantage of their $20 Tom Likas special today by clicking on the Mangrate banner at blowmeuptom.com. As a bonus, every blowmeuptom.com order comes with a heavy-duty Mangrate grilling brush. Perfect your tailgating setup now. The Mangrate Grill Enhancement System.
Hello. I'm here to tell you all about your favorite radio station. Maybe, at times, you've found yourself wondering, why is it they have to play this goddamn song again? Well, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. The songs that these radio stations play are chosen from focus groups, a group of people who are brought in to listen to a specific genre of songs and then make note of which ones are their favorites. Well, I've decided to do my own focus group. I'm going to share those results with you now. When asked to sum up New Normal Music in one word, here's just a selection of the responses that were given by our objective New Normal Music fans. Trippy. Supremium.
Beautiful.
Efficacious.
Innovative.
Super totally fucking awesome bro.
Nutritious.
Variety.
Freedom. If you would like to be involved with this focus group, listen to newnormalmusic.com, stop by our Facebook page, and comment yourself. I'm Art Webb, and this has been another groundbreaking report brought to you by New Normal Music.
Here's a topic I know a lot about. I'm sure many of you remember that I had a serious mold issue in my home. Now, out of nowhere, I started experiencing health problems. Even my voice was affected. Well, it wasn't until a contractor friend of mine suggested a mold inspection that I discovered it was my own house that was making me sick. You know, left untreated, not only will mold destroy the investment you worked so hard for, but it can make you seriously ill. Don't take mold and other indoor air quality issues lightly. Get in touch with Sean at moldfree.me now and arrange for an honest, reliable inspection. Moldfree.me. You know, Sean was one of the guys who was in on that original inspection of my house in the Hollywood Hills. He has well over a decade of experience in mold and indoor air quality inspections, and you'll get a fast response with a quick turnaround anywhere in Ventura, L.A., and Orange counties. Moldfree.me. Buying, renting, don't go another day without knowing. Go to moldfree.me today or call this number, 818-970-8870, right now. That's 818-970-8870, and talk to Sean. Sean is at moldfree.me. Tom Likas Show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. This is where you hear it's live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget, every Thursday. It's Likas 101, your opportunity to talk to your professor. If you've got questions, your professor has answers. Your professor is here to help you avoid spending money, wasting time and precious energy on chicks when all you really want is to get laid. Likas 101, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, any old Thursday, live here on the Tom Likas Show. 901-3000-TOM, that's our telephone number. It's Jaden in Oakland on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hello, Dad. You got testicles the size of gorilla skulls.
Oh, thank you for noticing that.
Motherfucker, calling media motherfuckers out, scattering the ratings and morale all over the Southern California freeways. Jaden be smashing and snatching their phone screeners, headphones, and smashing them to fucking pieces and ribbons with my motherfucking Chuck Taylors, nigga. In my opinion, in the Guinness Book of World Records, a bunch of bullshit. It's irrelevant as a 1989 November Spiegel Christmas catalog, motherfucker. And you mentioned you come to San Francisco to cut Michael Savage's toes off or some shit, hypothetically
speaking.
And I want to tell you, man, if you is, I'm rolling with you, man. We have Dorian, DJ Robbery, my homie Du, the Vietnamese motherfucker from South City, San Francisco. And you know, man, like I said, hypothetically, man, we'll glue and cement in that motherfucker's jaws together with some adhesive, man. Motherfucker, you taking scouring paths to these lies to unveil the truth. I heard that motherfucker Savage could be found in North Beach, Broadway, Columbus Street, getting Peking duck at the Chinese food takeout restaurant, motherfucker. Not that I'm casing them, but you know, but we'll just go up to him and radio war that motherfucker, media war. And lastly, man, I'm just here for you, Tom, because we in East Oakland be gritty, and I got roof rats snacking and eating on the insulation in the walls, and to me that shit is relaxing like motherfucking babbling brooks, nigga. I'm rolling with you, Tom Likas.
I love that, Jaden. I'm happy to have you roll with me anytime.
And I'm mad. I'm fucking mad right now. Take me out motherfucking me style, Jaden, nigga.
All right, here you go.
Fuck that, motherfucker.
Every day now. Every day, Jaden's out there. 901-3000-TOM, that's our telephone number. 901-3000-866. We're getting a call from one of my favorite places on earth, San Luis Obispo. Locals know they call it SLO, as in S-L-O, San Luis Obispo. Holly in SLO, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello there, Holly.
Good evening, Tom. Yeah, I mean, you know, the fellow who called in from Castro Valley, I'd like to echo sentiments. It's like a great conversation every day with you and your listeners, you know, tuning into your show. But one question I had was, in terms of enriching your accreditation and your numbers, is it better for us to stream from your website rather than going to the apps like TuneIn or whatever the others are called?
That's a great question.
Is it more accurate for you when we go to your website?
I'm glad you asked that question, because even I didn't know the answer to that question a year ago, and now I do. And the answer is you can pick me up anywhere you can pick up this show. TuneIn, Windows Media Player, Winamp, the website itself, it doesn't matter where you go. It's whatever's convenient for you, because all roads lead to the same place. Ultimately, those media players are all pointed towards Triton Digital. They are the ones who provide the bandwidth and the streaming capability, and they then provide the metrics that go along with it. So you can't hear our show anywhere where we aren't getting credit. So you can simply go anywhere it's convenient to tune in, and we will get credit wherever you go.
Excellent. Okay. Well, thank you. Can you take me out with a Leroy?
I could take you out with a Leroy. I certainly can.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Holly calling him from San Luis Obispo wanted to hear Leroy. I love that. 901-3000 Tom is our telephone number. We finally have an opening here. The phone lines have just been smoking, really jammed. And if you've been trying to get in, this is a good time to call in. Because this hour I'm going to take as many calls as I can. And don't forget, at 5 p.m. Pacific time, we have, of course, Likas 101, the ongoing adult education course, teaches men how to get more tail for less money. And just as importantly, we teach women how men think. It's coming up at 5 p.m. Pacific time, as it does every Thursday here on the Tom Likas Show. 901-3000-866. It's Francisco in Corona on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Francisco.
Now, the questions I have for you are there, you know, and I totally agree with you on the Adam Carolla and the Michael Savage thing, all these people that claim that they're number one and that have these huge egos, but they have little or nothing to back it up with. Is there any, quote, radio personalities or anyone that's on the internet doing what you do that you do respect, that you do see as like a trailblazer, like an up-and-comer that you can you give props to?
Well, first of all, I don't know of anybody that's doing a live call-in show that is a pure-play internet show. If there is one, I'd love to know about it, but I've never heard one. I have most of the streams you hear of live call-in shows on the internet are streams of people who are on a radio station and they are being simulcast on the internet. So that's a hard question to answer. Now, there are various podcasts. I listen to some podcasts every day. There are some that I have enjoyed. I wouldn't say that I necessarily enjoy them every time, but that's true of every radio show, too. I enjoy a radio show every time. I do think Marc Maron has a good show, a good concept. I like it. I have enjoyed, and by the way, all we do is provide her with a place to be downloaded. We don't produce the show, and we haven't made a penny of profit from it. But Natalie Bovis, who does the show called One for the Road, which we do promote, we put it up there because we do enjoy it, and we do enjoy Natalie's personality and the way she does it. And, well, yes, of course, we could mention Gary and Dino, but Gary and Dino are their own thing. Gary and Dino, who have been doing it for now, what, about 3 years. It's been about 3 years they've been doing a podcast. And they've done hundreds and hundreds of episodes. And, of course, they are an integral part of this show in every way, shape, and form. The Gary and Dino Show at GaryandDino.com, obviously, they do a fantastic job. And the only reason I didn't mention them first is because Gary and Dino are an integral part of the show. And Natalie is somebody who we only see occasionally, and she just uploads her show to us, and we enjoy what she does. Marc Maron, I enjoy what he does, but we have no connection to him. Gary and Dino are here all the time, and it's easy to take them for granted, but believe me, I don't, because in addition to doing the Gary and Dino Show, which is so fantastic, they're also an integral part of this show every single day. And we couldn't do it the way we do it without those guys.
Yeah, and, you know, just like you, like, I'm a radio junkie, specifically talk radio. I mean, I've been listening to you since, like, 97, back in Los Angeles, KLSX. And, I do listen to Carolla. I do listen to Michael Savage. Oh, I did listen to Michael Savage. And to be perfectly honest, I used to listen to Adam Carolla all the time, but as soon as you came back, I listened to you probably about 100 to 1, And but one of the big names that I haven't heard you mention, which I'm also a big fan of, and I can really appreciate what he's done, and I know that you've mentioned this before on your show, is Alex Jones. And I know that he is on terrestrial radio, but his business model through his website and through his live streams and his call-in show, I think that really is the model going into the future, right? On internet radio.
I totally agree with that. And although I don't agree with everything Alex Jones says on his show, I don't think what he says on his show has anything to do with whether he's good at what he does or an innovator. And I have always looked at broadcasters that way, going back to when I helped introduce Rush Limbaugh to Los Angeles. I don't care about the opinions of a broadcaster. I care about his ability, and I care about how much of an innovator he is. And Alex Jones is an innovator. There is no doubt in my mind. I enjoy listening to his show, by the way, even though I don't agree with him. And more importantly, I've enjoyed looking at his business model, and frankly, some of what we do has been modeled after him, and I'm going to give him the credit for that. The way we have set up is, in some ways, the way he has set up his 24-hour stream. So credit where credit is due. Again, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, and I don't necessarily believe the world is coming to an end. But I'm not telling people to throw gold coins and rope down a hole somewhere and get ready to hide. But the fact is, he identified a niche, and he identified a very large and loyal audience, and has a show that, you know, really the guy deserves credit. And no doubt, traditional radio will never give that guy a chance. But the Internet allows him to be as great and as big and as bold as he wants to be. And I'm thrilled that he has figured out many of the ways to be those things.
Well, and I think that's what makes a successful talk radio host. You know, back when you were on terrestrial radio, I mean, you would get calls all the time with people that disagree with you, but yet continued to listen to you every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as long as you have that, and you have that audience, then that's going to be a key to success. And, you know, fuck these corporations. I've called them before. I worked for a major broadcaster, and it's just it's just a bunch of bullshit. And I think once this really catches on with the general public, it's going to leave these corporations just in the dust, I just think you guys have just really are one of the trailblazers, and you're going to have a lot of people coming up behind you, but no one's ever going to catch you. I think you guys are doing an awesome job. Love the topic. Love the 9 o'clock show. I think it's just kick ass, and I appreciate it if you could take me out DTB with the hurry, hurry.
DTB.
Coming for home now, and it's DTB up alongside Wink at the Girls. DTB in front as they're under the wire. DTB's one at the neck. Wink at the Girls second. Harlem a close third.
Harry, Harry.
Love that. 901-3000, Tom, that's our telephone number. And we do have an opening on the board right now that Francisco is gone. So give us a ring here. 901-3000-866. Here's Adrian in Pocatello, Idaho. Yo, Adrian.
Hey, yo. Oh, how's it going? Anyway, I think a way that Adam Carolla might have cheated the numbers on it is if you get people with high bandwidths and stuff like that, they can download really quickly and do a continued download, basically continuous cycle through the same downloads over and over again to pump up the numbers.
Well, also, I don't know if he did that or not. All I know is, even if he had 1 billion downloads or 10 billion downloads, how would you know someone didn't have 10 billion and one? How would you know?
Yeah, but you kind of couldn't tell, but I'd imagine if he's got that highest, then there's got to be a way to tell one way or the other.
But there really isn't. And believe me, I spent 37 months off the air learning how all this stuff works. In radio, you have a company called Arbitron, and Arbitron, in markets big and small, is rating every single radio station there is. And because they rate every single radio station there is, there's a limited number of stations. Because the federal government regulates the broadcasters, and there's only a certain limited number of frequencies available. And so it is entirely possible for Arbitron to know who the top stations are, who has the top shows. That's possible. But on the Internet, there are no limits. There's no limits to how many podcasts there could be. There's no limits to how many streams there can be. There's no limit to how many people can be doing this. And therefore, there is no way to know who is number one and who is number two. Now, he can know for sure how many listeners he has, and he can show that to advertisers, And by the way, now that we have accredited metrics, that is what we're doing. We take our numbers and we show them to the ad agencies and the media buyers, and we say, you know, come on. We got time for you to buy. Let's go. But we don't say we're number one or number five or number 14, because if we tell the truth, which is what we believe in here in doing business, we don't know who number one is. We don't know number 14 is. We could be number one. I'm looking at a screen right now. Let me read right off the screen. It says that our audience of an average of 1,501 listeners at any given time is 621.63% higher than other talk stations, which have an average of 208 listeners at any given time. So we have more than seven times the audience of the average station. But what does that mean? I don't know who is number one or who's number five or who's number 15. All I can do is take my number to the ad agency. Maybe they see other numbers that people have. I take my number. I say, how much is this number worth to you? But to say you're number one is a lie, because there's no way to know if you're number one.
Well, you know, to me and the rest of the listeners, you're number one, so fuck them.
Well, and that's how we see it, too. You know, we're here for our P1s, our most passionate fans, people like you who love what we do. And honestly, I don't like to spend a lot of time on this, but keep in mind that if we don't make enough money to continue, we won't continue. I'm not here doing this as a charitable venture. And if people like Adam Carolla go around making these claims, or Michael Savage, that could impact our attempt to make money and stay on.
Yeah, and I really hate seeing that, you know, because, I mean, it's basically kind of like the welfare of the radio or internet or whatever type of business, the talk business.
By the way, you know, I wouldn't begrudge it. If Adam Carolla has the most downloads of anybody ever and has an accredited metric to prove that, I will not only apologize, I will repeat that claim. I will say, you know, we have a nice audience. We're happy to have it. We're not even in the podcasting business. We don't sell advertising on our podcast, per se. But Adam Carolla is number one. I would say that if I knew it were true. But it's not.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like me. I consider myself like a P0 because I listened since you went back on the past, like when you were originally on the radio. You know, we followed you through to the new media.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm proud to actually have you back because it did really... Because I work nights and stuff like that, and it gives me something to do when I don't got much to do.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, can you do me two things? Create a Al Davis style, like, die, baby, die, and take me out, Snoop Dogg.
Well, right now we can take you out, Snoop Dogg. That we can absolutely do.
Bitch!
There you go. 901-3000, Tom, that's our telephone number. Let's say hi here to Lance in Goleta. I know Goleta. I go to the Costco in Goleta all the time. Lance, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Lance.
How are you, sir?
Do you care, Lance?
I fucking most certainly do.
I'm doing great. No big fires in Goleta lately like there were a few years ago, have there?
No.
Anybody drive off the side of Highway 154 recently? Just go right off the edge?
Nothing I've made money off of, so it doesn't really matter to me.
All right, just check it.
Okay, so what I'm calling to talk to you about is your recent spiel as far as putting up with bullshit, whether it be bosses, this, that, and the other, what have you. And what I'm saying is that I've seen my family business grow. It started in 1993, and I've been around since I was like, you know, maybe 7, 8 years old. I can't really tell you how old I was when it started. And since I've got out of the military, you know, this is what I've come to realize, that, you know, there's some good money to be made until I can move on to the next step. But that's not for me, especially since I've seen people who are in their mid to late 50s going out working for something that they don't even own, driving all the overtime, this, that, and the other that they can, not because of the money that can be made, but because they like what they do and the money is just a plus to it. Now, I slave away 90 to 153 hours a week to watch the owner of my business go away to his house in Big Bear. You know, he doesn't even own a house of his own in town. You know, he just goes and he leeches off the money that we make him. Now, what I've gone and done since I've listened to your show as far as putting up with pieces of shit like this is I have convinced one of my coworkers, who is a former military vet himself, to come with me to a school that will make us $100,000+ a year base pay after 4 years. And we will go, and we'll just go to this four-month school. Our GI Bill will pay for it. We'll go, we'll knock this out, and we'll have a good lives for ourselves. Now, in a company of six in our base office, you know, that's a big number for two of us to leave.
Wow.
Now, after that, you know, one of our other coworkers says they're going to leave. And then after that, you know, everybody else is saying they're going to leave too. So seeing something that I grew up loving this like you love the radio business, but after seeing what a crock of shit it is, you know, we're all just going to deuce out together and this whole place is going to crumble and fall under its own weight. And I just can't wait to see that day because my military background has dictated to me that what I am taught and that what my value is worth is, you know, worth to the people that are telling me what to do. Now, if you're not going to do the same shit that you preach, then go fuck yourself. You're going to fall on your own fucking face.
Right. Go fuck yourself. Exactly.
So now I can't wait until this whole thing finally comes to fruition and everything that I've been telling this guy that, hey, you can't go on fucking vacation every fucking week. Hey, you know, you can't just fucking... Yeah, like, the guy doesn't even know his own schedule to his own fucking business. And there's only, like 12 of fucking employees. It's just not going to work out. You know? And he thinks, so, you know, I'm the fucking young gun here, and this, that, and the other. But realistically, I mean, let's be real here. If you have 12 fucking employees and you don't know the schedule as a boss, you're just not going to go anywhere.
Well, that's exactly right. Exactly right. Well, Lance, thanks for checking in from Goleta. Goleta. Love it. 901-3000, Tom, that's our telephone number, 901-3000-866. By the way, don't forget, love it. Live Likas 101 coming up at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, where your professor will answer any questions you have about getting laid and doing it economically, quickly, without a waste of time or energy. It's Likas 101 every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, live, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, live here on the Tom Likas Show.
The world is listening. The world needs to hear from you. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Hey, have you checked out our friends at Zigabit yet? If you're looking for tickets, tickets to sporting events, tickets to concerts, Zigabit has got it going on. That's Z-I-G-A-B-I-D. Zigabit is the only ticket site that lets you negotiate directly with the seller. You don't want to go pay the highest price to the other guys. You want the ability to negotiate. And if that doesn't work, Zigabit promises the lowest fees of any reputable site. Zigabit, you can trust them. They've been around for 20 years. Don't be blowing your dough on chicks. Get your ass out to a game. Whatever your deal is, college football, NFL, Major League Baseball, stretch run, the NBA, catch a concert like Springsteen, the Chili Peppers, Neil Young, Peter Gabriel, you name it, they've got it. Negotiate directly with the seller at Zigabit. Zigabid. Zigabit It's Zigabid.com.
All these radio stations are being shut down, and for good reason, because they play it safe by playing the same 200 songs over and over. And that's where Great Big Radio comes in. Click into GreatBigRadio.com, and you're going to hear great stuff that you thought was lost forever, right alongside the best-sounding hits and the Beatles every bottom of the hour. It's not just oldies. It's oldies gone wrong. Keep it in the family. The New Normal presents
Great Big Radio.
The hits and the songs that should have been. 24/7 at GreatBigRadio.com.
Attention small business owners. Looking for a successful marketing strategy that'll set you apart from your competition? Look no further than AppsGrowYourBusiness.com. Using their cutting-edge technology, you can take your business to the next level through the development of your own custom-designed mobile app. A custom-designed mobile app is a valuable marketing tool that will help you grow your business by building customer loyalty. Make your customers feel special by offering discounts, coupons, and promotions just for using your app. With an app by AppsGrowYourBusiness.com, you can even send push notifications to deliver instant messages to your customers' mobile phones. Affordable, professional, and easy to use on both Apple and Android formats. To request a no-obligation preview, go to AppsGrowYourBusiness.com or call 602-400-6043. Mention the Tom Likas Show and get $100 off your custom-designed mobile app purchase. 602-400-6043. Or online at AppsGrowYourBusiness.com. It's the Tom Likas Show. 901-3000. Tom is our telephone number. Don't forget, our show is available on demand at premiumtom.com. And if you want to listen to every Money Monday, every Be Funny, every Like is 101 back to back, you want to go back and listen to classic calls that we've extracted for you, you want to listen to the September 17th, 1980 Be Funny. Oh, all kinds of stuff there. You are a VIP P1 listener. And we will be happy to have you at PremiumTom.com. That's PremiumTom.com. Step it up. Support our show. Go to PremiumTom.com right now. 901-3000 Tom. That's our telephone number. Let's say hi here to Andrew in Waddell, Arizona. You're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
I had a question. I was wondering, you always, you tout these accredited numbers. I was wondering, who else actually put their numbers out, and where do you rank among those people who are honest about what they are putting out?
I don't know of anyone else who puts out accredited numbers. Most people keep them private and under lock and key, and they keep them for their sales department, or they keep them for themselves. And I'm more than happy to put my numbers up against anybody's. All I know is that Triton Digital, and I'm looking at the screen right now, it says our average audience, meaning at any given time, is 1,501 people at any given time, which ranks us with a number 621% higher than the average talk station. And these are the numbers from Triton Digital.
Well, that's kind of bullshit that no one else will even put their numbers out. I mean,
maybe their numbers aren't as good as our numbers.
Obviously, they're not as good, but, damn, they should at least put something out there.
Well, they should. Instead of going around saying we're number one or we're the most downloaded of all time, why don't they give the exact numbers to people and tell which accredited source provided the numbers? Accredited. The key word is accredited.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Well, thanks for answering my question, and take me out Arizona helicopter style, please.
Oh, boy, that would be awfully tasteless now, wouldn't it?
This may be the end of this thing.
Oh, he's taking off running.
Okay, now it's a foot chase.
Okay, now he's jumped into another vehicle.
Now he's in another vehicle. Okay, okay.
All right, they're closing in. Looks like they've...
Oh,
we're going to pull out. We don't know what has just happened right there.
I know what just happened there. I hear the guy going, ah!
Number one.
901-3000, Tom, that's our telephone number. Alex in San Diego. You're on the Tom Likas Show. Alex, hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Alex.
Now, Tom, I used to actually run a internet radio station back in 2007 is when we started.
Okay.
And we made a lot of money, and we had a lot of listeners, but then motherfuckers started lying. People started fucking lying. All these other radio streams that came out after we had our radio stream up, we played music, we did a live talk show every Tuesday and Thursday, we had great numbers. And then all these competitors that we had at the time started lying, saying that, oh, we're getting 3,000, 4,000 a month downloaded. And then the number just started ratcheting up and ratcheting up and ratcheting up. I was honest about the numbers. Now, we didn't pull in great numbers, but in the end, it turned out we pulled in better numbers than all these other fucking other bullshit guys who were making podcasts at their fucking kitchen table. We had better numbers than all of them, but they kept saying their numbers ratcheted higher and higher and higher, and they were all bullshit.
By the way, what really matters is not the numbers at all. What matters is the response your advertisers are getting.
Yes, and that's why I lost $50,000 in advertising in a span of 1 year, because all these guys were saying, and Tom, I'm old school like you. I respect you. I love your show. Your show saved my life when I was getting divorced in 2006, when the chips were down and I was broke as fuck and I had to figure out my life. Your show saved my life. And starting an internet radio show was one of the things I got into to help revamp my life.
Uh-huh.
And everything went well until all the trolls and demons out there started fucking lying, saying we got big-ass numbers, we're getting 3 million. The number got as high as 3 million downloads a fucking month. I'm like, seriously? No one's getting 3 million. This was 2007, Tom.
Right.
Nobody was getting 3 million downloads a month.
Uh-huh.
These guys were claiming that. They were claiming that. And I had great sponsors, too. I made a ton of money. A ton of money. Most of which my ex-wife took from me. And, guys, listen to Likas 101 today. You're going to need it. All right? When you're coming in at that kind of money. But I lost a lot of fucking money. And let me tell you, Tom, I respect you because you're honest. You did your due diligence. You went and got the numbers. You got accredited numbers for how many people are listening to your show.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you went and did. All these other pussies out there like Adam Carolla are just mad as fuck right now. They mad, Tom. They mad as fuck.
That's because they've been able to get away with this, making these claims. The press doesn't question them. This quote that Adam Carolla has the most downloaded podcast in the history of podcasts, it's been repeated. If you Google it, this lie has been repeated over and over and over and over.
And over again. And I'm telling you right now, Tom, it's bullshit.
And by the way, technically, just to be specific, technically, he's not lying because he keeps saying, oh, it's not me, it's Guinness Book of World Records that said this. So they don't know what they're doing, and he's more than happy to quote them, even though they don't know what they're doing.
Who the fuck is the Guinness Book of World Records anymore?
Right.
Who the fuck? Everybody is lying. You got athletes fucking juicing on drugs to run the fastest time, the fastest 100 in the world, because they're on this kind of drug or whatever that's undetectable. So you can, and just like in the radio business, your voice, your word is bond. And when you come out and say that I'm getting the most and I'm getting the highest and I'm the best, that's what they base it all off of. It's not about the numbers. What actually matters, all right? Because my mom told me very, very smartly years and years and years and years ago, it's not about what people say. It's about how many zeros are in the check.
That's right.
And for you, Tom, it's how many zeros are in the number of listeners that you're getting right now. I'm listening. I listen every day.
Love
it. And I respect you. I respect you because you're honest. You have integrity. You're not going to put your product out there before it's untested. You want to test. You want to test, test, and retest and make sure that everything's fine and everything's going to work before you guys do an off-site appearance or any of that. You want to make sure this shit is going to work before we put it out there to our advertisers, before we put it out there to our listeners. We want to make sure that this is a great product and that it's good to go before we put it out there. You got guys like Adam Carolla just throwing fucking numbers around like it's fucking Romney in the fucking debate.
That's right.
The numbers mean nothing if you're not going to do what the numbers say that you do. And what Adam Carolla does, and I've listened to his show, I've listened to his podcast, and he sucks. He sucks then. He sucks now. All right? He's just trying he's throwing out fucking numbers thinking he's going to win this debate with you, or he's going to win the fucking debate across the board, or with people who are fucking morons and think that, and advertisers especially, think, oh, this guy has a gabillion fucking listeners. Oh, yeah, let's go and advertise with him. Let's go advertise with him. Fuck that motherfucker. Tom, it's a pleasure, and it's an honor. It's an honor to talk to you, because I tried this thing that you're doing. I tried it fucking 4 or 5 fucking years ago, and it didn't work out for me because guys are pulling the same shit now as they were then. Crush them, Tom. You got the spark. You got the energy. You got the right show.
I am proud to have you as a listener and a follower, Alex. Thank you so much.
Like a breath of goddamn fresh air. 901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it is time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Fuck that motherfucker.
We are brought to you in part by Beer Magazine, motherfucker. Just go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Beer Magazine banner, get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's only one of them. It's Beer Magazine.
Fuck that motherfucker.
Exactly, motherfucker. Can we all get on the... Can we all go on the same page as for this cab driver in Vegas who returned the $2,221?
No, 200.
I'm sorry. $221,000.
Yeah.
Cash he found in his cab.
Holy shit. What is dude thinking?
I mean, good. You know, people say that, you know, good things will come back. Fuck that. It's not going to happen.
Yeah,
he got a $2,000 tip on it.
Fuck that motherfucker.
Exactly. And the dude that left it in there was just some guy that won a gambling, and he forgot it in the cab.
How rich could you be to leave
a quarter of $1 million in a cab?
Man, and on top of it, if you have to think about this for just a second, $200,000, imagine that. I mean, how much you have to play to ramp it up to $200,000 in winnings, and then to be so aloof. I mean, is that guy so rich that he just left $200,000? I know a cab for sure that the money wouldn't be left in, and that's this cab right here.
Right. And, well, thinking of it in terms of this, Adam Waldermarion, the dude from Ethiopia who was driving the cab, think about how he's not going to make that kind of money in his entire life. Why not just take that dough and blow?
Right. And for this dude from Ethiopia, man, he should really consider, man.
That's what I'm saying.
The guy had been fighting for bags of rice just to stay alive to get here.
$200,000. You said that. I don't know anything about the bags of rice
bags
or anything
rice,
like that.
You know,
I'm just saying.
UNICEF and shit.
Right.
Four fucking guys.
Look, I'm not from Ethiopia, and I would have kept the money. I never fought for bags of rice.
I'm just saying, right. I got to get this guy on the phone because this is ridiculous. He should have turned the money, and I'm sorry.
Leave
$221,000 in the cab.
That's unbelievable, and the fact that the guy returned it is retarded. And
crazy.
The fact that he got a $2,000 tip out of it is just a big old fucking thing in the ass.
His thing saying, well, it's not his money. That's his reasoning, his rationale. Yeah. It's not my money. Dude, you're fighting over bags of rice,
that motherfucker,
killing each other for some fucking uncontaminated water, and you don't
Now you're getting into the contaminated water thing.
Well,
nobody said anything.
Open fucking wisteria, or dysteria, diphtheria, whatever. Poor fucking guy. Take the money.
Something theria.
It's terrible. Wisteria.
Yeah, right.
That's a I'm ready to rock. Wisteria. That's a stupid TV show.
Wisteria Lane.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah. I'm still having trouble swallowing this quarter million.
Take it easy. New study shows that broads get worked up all about nothing.
Well, they do.
How about that?
Oh, my God. I haven't learned that my whole life. Took a study to figure this out.
Yeah. Latest study shows that when women read articles about bad news, they get all sensitive and stressful about it.
Oh, my God.
Might be the funniest study ever. And literally, they gave people, you know, both men and women, articles to read about bad news. And apparently women got all worked up about it.
Yeah. Well, they didn't need to give them even bad news stories. Women get worked up over goddamn everything. So, first of all, there's no sense in even looking any further into this. This has got to be overseas, a stupid test. Oh, it is. University of Montreal.
Hey, I dig that. I dig that Padma. You know that Padma, whatever the hell it is.
Miss America.
What do you say, Padma? Is that how it's pronounced, Art? Padma?
I don't fucking know.
All right. I don't even know where she's from, but she's like on the...
She's got the star on her arm, right? She's got a little fucking star down the side of her arm.
I don't know. She's on some Food Channel shit.
Yeah, Top Chef or something.
Right. And then she was in a Carl's Jr. commercial with stuff dripping all over her knockers. It was beautiful.
She's got a giant scar down her arm.
She apparently took $1,000 for charity to have a guy eat a slice of Embarico ham off her collarbone.
I got to check with Tom Likas. Is that kind of a good ham there?
Are you kidding? He's grabbing his headphones right now.
What did you want to know? What?
Tom, is this particular type of ham that Gary's about to say, is that stuff in Europe that we can't get here in
Embarico
the United States?
Ham.
Yes.
Yes.
Known, of course.
It's the real deal.
Jamón Ibérico.
Yeah, I can't do that.
That's what it's like, $66 a pound.
Wait, say it again. How do you say it properly?
Jamón Ibérico.
Jamón Ibérico.
It's apparently really good.
So a guy paid $1,000 just to eat a slice of that off of her collarbone, which is that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And she's hot. I'd do that if it was regular ham.
I like that scar.
But I got to find out where this broad's from because I detect niceties.
Tom, you know where that broad's from? That Padma
Lakshmi?
Yeah, India.
She's straight up Indian?
I'm into that.
Do you know who she is the ex-wife of?
I don't know, but she got great knocks.
Can I guess? Is it a politician?
No.
Okay.
It's somebody with a lot of dough?
I don't know if he has a lot of dough, but he's well known, and he's, I'll just put it this way, he's an author.
Rex Piggott.
He's an author who was in hiding for years.
Oh, the guy, I know who it is. The dude that wrote Satanic Verses.
Right, Salman Rushdie.
No way, seriously?
Yes.
He's hitting
Salmon
that?
Salmon sashimi.
No, he's done hitting
that. Oh, my God, that's fantastic.
Fuck that, motherfucker.
Did that dude make a lot of money, or what was the deal?
Even if he did, where would he spend it? He was hiding for like 20 years.
Right, which means that there was a ton for her to take when she left, right?
No doubt.
Right.
Well, she was with the most wanted man in the world. Mm.
Well, by the way, look at him, look at her. There's got to be some payout somewhere.
All right. Have you seen this, Tom? This Robin Lawley has posed in a bikini in the Australian version of Cosmopolitan. This is a plus-size model. This is another effort for people to try to jam this down your throat, that bigger broads are supposed to be sexy.
She's a piggy.
And Tom went through this
that's pretty much the reality.
With the Dove ad, Tom used to goof on all the time with the big broads, pumping that Dove crap all over.
Right.
But in this case, they're trying to, sally up this Robin Lawley. Let me tell you something. Negative. Negative Ghost Rider.
God,
bad.
Killing me.
Tom, back in the day, did you ever interview Joey Buttafuoco at all or Mary Jo or anybody involved in that whole wacky thing?
You know, I spoke to Joey Buttafuoco because, if you will recall, Joey Buttafuoco, after the whole incident with Amy Fisher, came to L.A. attempting to break into show business, And about as high up as he got in show business was he was the bouncer at the Rainbow on the Sunset Strip.
Get out of
no
here.
Yes,
way. He was.
No way.
And I used to go to the Rainbow fairly frequently, and I saw Joey there at the door.
And you, of course, recognized him.
Of course I recognized him. I did. And one of the reasons I recognized him is because, and here, pulling some Tom Likas show history out of my ass, Amy Fisher once got a morning show on Long Island.
Oh, that's right. She did radio, right?
And at one time, we were supposed to replace her with our show.
That's right.
And so, you know, that never happened. Right. But I was talking to the program director of this piece of shit radio station out of Long Island. And so, of course, I remembered that when I saw Joey Buttafuoco over at the Rainbow. It just all clicked.
I just checked Yelp. Tom Likas is telling the truth. It is in one of the Yelp reviews. I have to admit, this guy says, I remember the days when Joey Buttafuoco was the doorman.
That's right. I'm hard to stump on this shit, you know.
God damn.
Especially Los Angeles history, Hollywood history, Sunset Strip history. I'm all over that stuff.
Well, how sad is this? I mean, Oprah's already doing like a Where Are They Now kind of feature on
really?
Her. Yes.
What is she looking for? Her feet?
And Mary Jo Buttafuoco is one of them this week. And Mary Jo is saying being shot in the face by Amy Fisher was a blessing in disguise.
She is now
wiser and stronger because of the whole experience.
How's her sex life after having bullet holes in her face?
Are you thinking it was...
Take it easy.
Of course, the way they talk on Long Island, can you really tell the difference after you've been shot in the face? Hey, you know what, Amy Fisher. Oh,
and what's your take on this, the 13-year-old that Roman Polanski banged away with in that hot tub? He gave her champagne.
Who's now like 42 years old, lives in Hawaii.
Yeah. He said he was shooting some kind of a photo shoot for some French magazine or something, right?
He was shooting something. He
got her naked. 13 years old, and of course he got booted from the country. She's now writing an autobiography about the whole thing.
Well, you know, if you
she look, said I mean, it all along, she wants nothing to do with it. She was.
Right. Hey, she was she good looking when she was 18? I mean,
she's
18.
Not a good looking 47.
Not now. But was she good back in the day? Because
well, nobody ever saw her because they protected her identity back in the day. So you'd have to ask like Jack Nicholson,
right?
Because if I recall, the alleged incident took place in Jack Nicholson's hot tub up on Mulholland
Drive in 1977.
Right
in Jack Nicholson's house. In a bedroom.
Not far from the Mulholland Tennis Club.
That's where it went down.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, they have pictures right of her there. Back You're in the right. day. They actually have pictures of her
How'd
back
she
in
look?
The day.
Yeah.
And she looks a little like Tatum O'Neal back in the day.
People thought that was attractive back then.
Yeah, yep. So I'm looking at pictures of her in those teen years. Yeah. I wouldn't have taken my whole career and thrown it down the drain.
Not for that.
No.
Mm-hmm. I mean, holy cow, where was Selma Hayek at the time?
Alessandra Ambrosio. That's a different story.
All right, there you have it. Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino, and that's Tom over there, believe it or not.
Yes.
Go to GaryandDino.com. Check out our podcast, GaryandDino.com. From the New Normal Studios right here in Burbank, we're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
We've all done it. You drop your iPhone, the screen cracks. Someone spills coffee on your keyboard. You download a virus. I hate when that happens. Well, if you're in Los Angeles and that happens, you're in luck because PC Mac Tech offers same-day service for your PC, your Mac, your iPad, or your iPhone. Los Angeles-based PC Mac Tech is staffed by certified PC and Apple repair technicians. PC Mac Tech for liquid damage, cracked screens, and emergency computer repair. This has happened to all of us, right? Now, give them a call. This is the number, 818-207-8300. That's 818-207-8300. Or find them online. It's PCMacTech.net. That's PCMacTech.net.